Joe, you're listening to Star Synergy Radio. We're at the top of the hour. We're performing live broadcast here at the Crystal Gem Show in Tucson, Arizona. We have one of the top crystal ball masters in the world. He has a beautiful array of instruments of the Crystal Singing Bowls from Crystal Tones. Check out crystalsingingbowls.com, the sponsors of Star Synergy Radio. And June, go ahead, because I know you want to get busy and start playing the bowls. So everyone at home, just take a deep breath, close your eyes, and allow this vibration and sound to penetrate you. Here is June, Crystal Ball Master. Vibration from that. Thank you, June, so much. Crystal Ball Master from Tokyo, Japan. Here's some more Dynasty Electric. We'll be right back.
It's here. Orm- Ormus Water, now available online at the new Starseed Energy Radio online store. Ormus is short for David Hudson's Orbitally Rearranged Monatomic Elements. I take Ormus Water daily and feel a big difference in my energy. Ormus is created from pure organic sea salts and is created through an ancient alchemical process. Ormus Water can help your body back to its original state of health. It helps against fluoride, GMOs, chemtrails, and all other poisons and toxins found in our air and food today. For more information or to order Ormus, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store. Winfox Organic Herbal Blends, now available exclusively to Starseed Energy Radio. I personally take Winfox Herbal Blends every day for my health and endurance. Winfox Herbal Blends have a very high and well-substantiated rate of success with the clients they work with. All the herbs used at Winfox Herbal are grown organically and ethically wild-harvested from areas free of contamination. Their guarantee is to use only the purest, most potent, and ecologically sound herbs available in all their formulations. For more information or to order Winfox Organic Herbal Blends, visit starseedenergyradio.com/store.
As the new year approaches, are you ready for more? More health, more vitality, and more well-being. Hi, this is Pastor Ginny, and for 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching people how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned that by taking one natural substance, I could begin to activate that power in my genes and achieve the more that I desired. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and offer you a free sample of the product that I've been using for almost 2 years that has created extraordinary results in my life. Go to www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll-free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
A Neo Meditation Cube is laid out according to sacred geometry and contains layers of ether, platinum, gold, silver, copper, or aluminum metals, which carry vibrational frequencies, bringing you in tune with the God consciousness while boosting your glandular and immune system. By meditating 15 minutes a day with our Neo device, you can supercharge the law of attraction while integrating your mind, body, and spirit. So don't waste your valuable time. Join us and learn how to meditate deeply. To order your Neo Meditation Cube, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store.
Soul Nourishing helps you nourish your heart, mind, body, and soul with a variety of holistic health and therapeutic choices that will empower you. Elizabeth Garland is your soul coach, and she will help you resolve inner conflicts, remove toxic patterns, improve communication, and resolve incomplete emotional relationships. Change your life today. Discover joy. Contact Elizabeth Garland at 210-218-2075. That's 210-218-2075. Or for more information, visit her online today at www.soulnourishing.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. What amazing performance and sound, and I wish everyone could see that, but we're going to have the video up on YouTube because we are filming in June Makino June, and I just want to hold up his CD here. It's amazing. He performs with sometimes hundreds of crystal balls. Check this out on the camera, and just amazing. So thank you again, June, for coming on and just playing some beautiful, beautiful harmonics and music for everybody here. And he has some amazing CDs. Total Solar Eclipse is a CD he put out, and I'll post up some information on his website and everything else when I can tomorrow when we post up the archive. So thank you again. And with that, we're going to jump to our next guest. We have Nora joining us on the show. She is a channel for many, many enlightened beings and councils of light around the multiverse, I should say. And with that, Nora, thank you for coming on the show. How are you this evening?
Hi, Jonah. It's great to be with you. Thank you very much for having me on the show.
Absolutely. You know, Nora, a lot of the listeners out there, we get a lot of listeners from all over the world that aren't maybe, quite awakened or understand what a channel is. So if you could briefly talk about a little bit about your history and how you first became started tuning into these messages and started acting as a channel. What was your background? How did this first happen for you?
Oh, sure. I don't mind sharing it all. And I just want to comment that the crystal bowl session you did right before my spot here with you, Jonah, was really beautiful and a wonderful intro to the work that I do, because channeling is all about accessing vibration and frequency and information from beings, entities, consciousness that exists in another vibration itself. So You know, I have a long history with being intuitive. I was, as a child, very intuitive, very sensitive, as I know you were as well, Jonah, as are many of us that refer to ourselves as awakened or conscious. You know, we often had very difficult childhoods, in fact, because we came in with a magnified sensitivity. And I did, and spent much of my childhood asking questions. I was raised Catholic, so I was programmed into that tradition, and then I was yanked out of the Catholic tradition when I was about 11 years old because of family circumstances. So I had just enough programming, and then I escaped at exactly the right time. You know, by the age of 18, I was fully believing in reincarnation, had begun to develop my own understanding of consciousness and awareness, and I was always receiving little pieces of information here and there. But it was right after the harmonic convergence in 1987. I was 20 years old at the time. And so I'll talk about the harmonic convergence just for anyone who doesn't know about it. And to fill you all in on how powerful the harmonic convergence was, the harmonic convergence was a synchronized worldwide meditation that was aligned during the month of August in 1987 with a particularly potent astrological alignment. I knew nothing about the harmonic convergence at that time. I was 20 years old, going to college, being a 20-year-old. But what happened for me after the harmonic convergence was my intuitive abilities, my psychic abilities got a bit stronger, and I started to search for a tool, and I came across the tarot, and I worked with the tarot deck for years, kind of tuning in and developing, but it was in 1996 that I had my first conscious contact with the spirit guide, and that's when I realized I had been channeling all along. So by channeling, that means I receive telepathic communications from these beings who exist in a higher frequency state, and I transmit them.
Now, excuse me, when you talk about these highly advanced beings from other states, we have a lot of science, quantum physics, quantum mechanics that are talking about these higher dimensional realms. And I always say it on the show, like, our souls weren't born on planet Earth. They weren't born in 3D form. They're a consciousness. And when you open up to this consciousness, and everyone can do this, you can receive all sorts of psychic abilities and gifts. And I've heard many guests just like yourself talk about the harmonic convergence that happened. Many people were activated. You're probably like the fifth or sixth guest that has talked about that being activated during those times.
Yes.
When you channel information, why do you think, or maybe you know, but tell the listeners out there, why are these beings coming through and channeling to us, to humanity at this time?
Oh, there are many reasons. There are many reasons they're with us. Part of the reason they're with us is because we are a collective. We are a collaboration in this universe. So here in the third dimension, we run the illusion of separation, and we run the illusion that, you know, I'm in my body here and you're in your body there, Jonah, and we pretend that we have private thoughts, and that's the game of the third dimension. But when you get into the higher realms, when you get into the 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th dimensions, well, you let go of all of those filters, and you're able to see every being in the universe. So just like I can see my neighbor next door, these beings have direct access to us. So why wouldn't they interact with us, communicate with us, love us, be with us as we are with each other on the planet? That I think, is the number one reason why they're present. They're present because they can be, because they have that level of access. Now, there are beings who are working specifically with us to help us facilitate our shift in consciousness. Some of those beings we might call extraterrestrial. And I believe that, or I know, because of what they have shared with me, the Pleiadians in particular, they're operating in that way with us because we have karmic connections with each other. Our journeys are tied together. So as we evolve, they evolve, we affect each other. And for them to evolve and grow and expand in the way that they desire to, part of their assignment, so to speak, is to help us do the same.
And when you channel these beings and you work with people like myself or just regular people, say someone wants to contact you to experience a channel, what can you, you know, explain a typical session for someone? Like I myself spoke to you this week and you opened up and channeled some information and, you know, some of the things that were talked about and said, obviously there is no way you could have known certain, experiences and things that I've had. What would you explain a little, a typical session for someone? Why would someone want to channel? Why would someone call you,
sure,
to experience this? What comes out of it?
You know, there are a number of things. One is it's very down-to-earth, practical, guidance-oriented information. So these beings in a higher frequency state will talk to anybody who comes to me about the day-to-day realities of their lives and how they can better manifest for themselves realities that bring them more love, more joy, more harmony, more peace. But they also work with anyone I work with on helping them to elevate their consciousness and become aware that they already are a universal being of light and love themselves. And that brings me to the, I think, what the most important piece, the transmission of unconditional love and energy that is directed to us from these beings is incredibly transformative. It certainly was for me, Jonah, the first time I made contact with my spirit guide, Mirando, who I don't normally channel publicly, and I also work publicly. I lecture, I speak, I've done radio in the past, so I've got that experience of a collective audience experience, and then I do one-on-one work as well, and I have worked that way for over 15 years now. When these beings come through, the amount of unconditional love that they push through me is received by any and all who connect up with me in the moment. And that was the experience I had personally when I first connected with Mirando, and it was completely life-altering, that experience of Mirando's presence, his love. I, Nora, had never felt love like that before in this body, in this lifetime. I had an understanding of love, but I was running an emotional experience that I was calling love. When Mirando connected with me, I understood what it was to be love, to be with a being of love and connect in that loving space. And that's my main reason for channeling. It's to bring that love, that understanding of love as a creator force, not love, oh, I love you, I'm in love with you, but love as the foundation of our beingness, to bring that awareness to humanity.
Absolutely. It's so important what you said, because that's basically what I'm doing and what you're doing and many others is just being of service and getting this information out. And this information, what we talk about, is ancient information. This is not a news flash. This is not new information that we come from the stars. Look at the Native Americans, the Hopis. I mean, every indigenous tribe on the planet knew we came from the stars. Some of them had vast knowledges and complex maps of star systems we can't even see with our telescopes. So this is not a newsflash of new information. We're just bringing to mainstream, or trying to at least, the truths that have been hidden from us by religions and other things and governments for thousands of years, and just bringing light to the subject that, hey, we're not alone, and these other illuminated beings are here to assist and help us in creating a better world. Because as we all know, the world we're living in today is pretty messed up on all different angles. And I think that's a very important mission for you and many of us all, is to just, you know, do your own homework and due diligence and check this stuff out yourself, because the truth is there if you dig for it. Nora, hold on a minute. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about these illuminated and councils of light and beings that come through and channel. So hold on right there. Here's some more at Dynasty Electric. We'll be right back.
Is illusionary. Everything else is illusionary.
Thank you.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero debt guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Hey, welcome back to the show. We're joined by a very special guest, Nora Harold. And before we left, we were talking about all the different types of entities that you channel, the reasons why. We have about 5 minutes left, Nora. So what I'd like to do, if it's all right with you, is like to just open up the floor here and sort of just open up to the universe. And if you would just give us a few minutes of a download on whoever comes through and what comes through, and maybe just an overview on where we are headed or the energies that are here right now, whatever comes through, and just give the listeners a little taste of what a channel and what this experience may be like.
Greetings, Jonah. Greetings, everyone. This is the Pleiadian Collective, and it is an honor and a privilege to have this opportunity to link up with all of you beautiful universal beings of light at this incredibly exceptional moment in your evolution on the planet. And you are evolving, and your evolution is accelerating. And we want you all right now to take a breath, and as you inhale, feel the energy of your heart center. And as you exhale, feel yourself relaxing into the truths of yourselves as heart-centered beings. And for a long time, you've run with the assumption on your world that your computer is your brain, that the mind is the computer. And one of the things we'd like to remind all of you is that the heart, your hearts, are the center of your experience. They are your computers. They are your operating system. The mind has simply been a filtering agent and a processor. And in the third dimensional reality, you set up a mind for yourself that would throw out any extraneous data that would tell you you were anything but third dimensional. So you've had this third dimensional mind for eons here on Earth that told you you were physical and you were separate from each other and time was linear and matter was solid and that you couldn't fly, you couldn't be telepathic and on and on and on. Well, now that you've transcended the gateway of December 21st of 2012, the limitations of the third dimensional mind have expired. Take a breath on all of that and feel the truth of that in your being. Feel the truth that you are now in a position where you are beginning to allow yourselves greater and greater access. And that's the way we like to interpret what's going on for all of you again with December 21st of 2012. We know there were a lot of predictions given by a lot of different people that talked about a lot of different things happening. From our perspective, your evolution here was always going to be a slow and steady process. And you did achieve something significant over the last decade. You did achieve that critical mass that you all knew you needed to achieve. Critical mass meaning enough of you awakened and recalled your identities as source, as that love energy, as universal beings of light, that allowed you to begin transcending the third dimensional mind, open up to yourselves as heart-centered beings, and that has paved the way now for what we're calling a mass awakening. And we want to be clear with something here. You know, often we see you looking at yourselves, those of you that have awakened, and you see yourselves as different from everyone else around you on the planet. We want to remind you that you are all universal beings of love and light. The only difference is you have allowed yourself to consciously remember that truth and given yourself permission to start transcending the limitations of the third dimensional mind by working through your heart centers. So your neighbor, your brother, your mother, your father, that politician you can't imagine being a universal being of light is. And with the flip of a switch, they can choose to awaken and begin to operate through their heart centers as well. And you're going to see more and more of this awakening occurring. Now, for the younger people listening, those of you who have incarnated the last 20 years or so, you're not going to have to work as hard as Nora did or many of the others who are sitting in the older generations, because none of you had to forget who you were. That was the game that was played earlier on by the older generations. They came in, they immediately took on the third dimension as reality, forgot their identities, and then had to go through the process of awakening, which often felt extremely painful at times. Jonah, we know you can relate to that as well, that as you processed yourself through your own struggles with depression, what it was you cleared within your own being through that pain and suffering, you created an awakening experience for yourself. Many who are younger, again, are not going to have to go through that because you are coming in awake and staying awake. And you are here to be the voice of the awakening. Even for the older generations, you are here now. Those of you in the younger generations, you are here to broadcast your light, your love, to continue to facilitate the awakening of humanity, no matter what age humanity is sitting in.
Well, thank you, Nora, for that download of information. And again, for all the listeners out there that want to talk to you or experience that, you can check out your website, which is noraharold.com. And again, check this stuff out, do your research, and awaken to the truths that have been hidden from us. Nora, thank you so much for coming on the show, and we'll definitely have you back in the future.
Thank you, Jonah. Look forward to meeting you at the Cosmic Reunion at the end of March in Irvine.
Yes, coming up soon. Light and love to you, Star Sis. Here's some more Dynasty Electric.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Hey, Ryan, could you pull over so I could buy some bottled water?
Sure, Al, but do you still spend money on that stuff?
Well, yeah, why? What do you get?
I stopped buying bottled water a long time ago, man. With this Sachiel filtration bottle, I can filter 100 gallons of water from any freshwater source.
Yeah? What do you mean? It just looks like a regular sports bottle to me.
It might look like that, but it's much, much more. You see, this 28-ounce water filtration bottle provides the most advanced ionic absorption filtration technology in the world, and it takes out 99.9% of all contaminants, including radiation.
Really? And you could filter 100 gallons of water from any freshwater source on the planet? Wow, that could save me some big bucks. Hey, I could survive a water crisis or a natural disaster with one of those. Where can I get one?
Well, just go to healthonplanetearth.com. That's www.healthonplanetearth.com to order now or for more information.
Time to be self-sustained. The Domain. The Domain is an exclusive community for people with environmental consciousness and self-sustaining spirit. By utilizing wind and sunlight as an abundant and reliable source of renewable energy, and coupled with the strongest structure ever devised, the geodesic dome, this development showcases doing more with less and energy freedom for like-minded families. The Domain Ecovillage features indoor organic gardens, aquaponics and hydroponic systems, sacred geometry design of sacred architecture, water recycling and wastewater treatment systems. To find out more information and to see how you and your family can live off-grid, check out DomainEcoVillage.com. That's www.DomainEcoVillage.com.
My name is Angie, and I wanted to let you know how One World Way and many other products have helped me. I've had type 1 diabetes for 35 years and have never had such good control over my blood sugars as I do now using One World Way. Not only has it helped keep my blood sugars more stabilized, it has also helped me with my energy level. And a couple of months after being on One World Way, I noticed that the neuropathy pain in my feet was gone. And I had feeling in both feet again. Now I can run around on the grass and play with my kids again. Another thing that I absolutely love about the way, it makes me feel and look a lot younger. It does more for me than any medicine I've taken. Thanks for helping my family and me. And yes, my twins love this stuff. To them, your way is better than candy. I should know, today they fought over how much the other was getting.
One World Way is a superfood to support your optimum blood sugar. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Energy Radio. Thank you again, Nora, for coming on. And again, people, check out Nora's website. Do your homework, do your research, YouTube, Google, check out channels, watch some YouTube videos, and discern for yourself what's truth and what is not for you. Because, hey, everything is different, and people receive information differently, and that's why I was saying the show to do your own homework and check things out for yourself. And now for our next guest on this show, we have none other than Martin Ellis, all the way from the UK. And as always, he welcomed very early to be on the show. So first, thank you, Martin, again for getting up at the crack of dawn and coming on the air and giving us some updates. How are you this morning? Oh, all right. Station's having connection issues. I see he's on, but maybe he's just muted. And for people that don't know, SERPR is an amazing organization. They have over 90 different groups in over 20 countries around the world that are monthly going out and making conscious contact with ETs. And whether that be a UFO sighting or chills or whatever it is, they're going out and making this type of peaceful contact. And very important, because people are always saying, like, we want disclosure and disclosure now. And yes, we would all like the governments to say that ETs are real, we're not here alone. Look at the evidence all over the planet, all the indigenous tribes, all the pyramids, all the structures, hieroglyphics, they all talked about coming from the stars, and the proof is everywhere if you look for it. But if you're not open to it, you're not going to receive the information. So with that, Martin, how are you this evening? Thanks for coming on.
Good morning. Very well. Thank you, John. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
Absolutely. So you have some amazing updates. I know there's lots of stuff going on. And first, if you could, just give a little brief background on SERPR and the CE5 contact for all the listeners that aren't aware, aren't up to date, or don't know what it is. Just explain a little briefly what you're actually doing on a monthly basis and what the organization is about.
Sure, of course. Well, first of all, my name is Martin Ellis of SERPR. That's the Center for Research and Policy on Extraterrestrial Relations. It's a non-profit organization based over here in the UK. It's a European CE5, which is a human-initiated contact organization. And we put on courses for diplomatic training and in interpersonal development. Now, what that means basically is that we're making contact, direct contact with wonderful star beings from other sources of various planets and so forth that are coming and visiting. And the courses that we put on has a very holistic, a very total experience. So people are coming forwards, and they're very serious, mature, spiritually inclined, who want to open up their paradigm, expand their consciousness to begin to absorb the fact that, no, we're not alone. It's a huge, enormous, unimaginable expanse of universe that is teeming with life. It's a biological universe, often described by many. And so we're over here connecting people with that wider community. And it's a very loving space. It's a very somewhat challenging, but nonetheless, it's a paradigmatic change. People are making wonderful contact. And we do this monthly. There you have it. We have this organization. There's a lot of people here in the UK and Europe that are coming. And we begin our season in April. And we run through to September. But there's also a monthly global CE5, which is Costa's ET Let's Talk group. And you can go and visit that site too. And that's cohering several thousands of people around the planet together at specific times to make contact with these wonderful star beings. So check that out too. And you'll find us a very, very responsive group of people who, if you want to make email contact, we're always there, ready to support and answer your questions.
And it's so important, Martin, because we want to have you on the show on like a monthly basis to put out this information, because people need to realize that this stuff we talk about, ET contact, is not taboo. I say it all the time. I said in the show tonight, it's ancient information. All of our ancestors, the indigenous tribes, were in contact with ETs. This is not like something new. This is old news. It's ancient. And, you know, the indigenous tribes and people that were before us long ago knew that this was going on. They were in contact. The city of Atlantis, Lumeria, Mu, I mean, these places existed. Science shows that now. There's ancient pyramids underneath the ocean. I mean, these civilizations of highly advanced people are real. And, you know, through religion and other things over the years, the information's just been suppressed. So, you know, when we talk about disclosure, there's people having disclosure themselves. It's, you know, it's amazing. It's magic that's happening all over the planet. And when you have ET contact, like I have had myself, I've seen UFOs, and you get this sense where your hair stands up and you have these amazing, profound experiences. So tell us some of the updates of some of the experiences of some of the people that are having ET contact from these CE5 groups around the world.
Yeah, for sure. Very, very good question. First of all, the idea that there's a Christmas tree landing in the field opposite and people running around wondering what's going on isn't exactly the reality, although I'm not suggesting that can't happen. I'm sure that will, and certainly has. The first point to mention is that it's an incredibly soft, a very sensitive and a very kind of a loving experience. When people are out in the field and they're making contact, it's very much about a personal internal development. By that I mean that people are coming to a place, a space, where they're wanting to slowly wake up to the fact that you're correct, that it's we're not alone, we never have been alone, and never ever likely to be alone. And so people are having these very subtle experiences where they're getting communication through feelings, and it's a very sweet and loving feeling. And something that's very important to understand is that, and we're not talking Hollywood, the whole Hollywood spin where people are feeling afraid and to the point where they're closing down with all these kind of programs and images that's coming out of California. No, it's completely different. And so what people are doing are engaging on a very loving, sensitive level. The ETs are not out there to spook you. They understand that we're in a place of wakefulness, of waking up. They completely understand that we're overlaid with programs. We're given these programs. By that I mean the CNN, BBC and so forth, and a lot of other means of which can keep people down. So the contact is very subtle, profound too, but also you see stuff in the sky and you make the connection, but it's a personal journey. And this is something a lot of people don't actually get. It is a journey of an interior nature. It's about maturing into a spiritual understanding of your place within the cosmos. And that naturally feeds into the human project. Such has to be really brought forward a little bit more quickly than it is at the moment. It's so much a drama set currently with so many wars, etc. So we need to move quickly towards a space where we're being more and more accepted within the community, the wider cosmic community. So that's a brief overview. And as I say, people are having beautiful sensations and feelings and so forth within the group dynamic. And, contact can be simple as smelling floral smells, flowers. This is a very gentle introduction to it. It can be also seeing scintillating lights, very gentle scintillating lights around you. And also, as I say before, very sweet feelings, of loving feelings, And so if you go to the SERPA site and we've just launched the new web platform where people can go there at serpa.org. On the front page, you'll see our testimonies, people who have come onto the course, and it's right there in front of you. There's some wonderful pictures. And if you click on those, you'll read the testimonies of people, first-hand experiences, who come on our courses. And please, if you can, do make comments, certainly if you feel that what's being expressed through other people's experiences do you relate to, it would be good to get some feedback too.
Absolutely. It's so important to get involved and really check this stuff out because, like I said, this is ancient information that people have been in contact with, ET races and civilizations, governments have been in contact with, and we've had many people on the show that have talked about, they've worked on ET technology and you know, black ops and men in black, like Dr. Richard Allen Miller, who was supposed to be on the show tonight. He was an original men in black back in the 60s for 7 years with Navy Intel. He could tell you himself some experience that have happened. These people aren't lying. When you hear hundreds of people talking about this stuff, it's not crazy talk. It's again, if you're not open to it, you're not going to receive the information. You're not going to see it. You're not going to feel it. And you're not going to have that experience. That's all we're talking about, Martin, is just, you know, let loose. Let your mind open and go out and set the intention to have peaceful contact and have an experience. Look for a UFO. You know, put the energy out there because these beings, these star family of ours, they can pick up that frequency. They can receive that. And they're here to help and assist. The way the planet is right now, it's in a downward spiral, and they're only here to assist us with new energies, new technologies, and things like that. Tell us about some of the upcoming events and stuff that you guys have. You're doing a live webcast right now. How can people get involved? What's some upcoming things you guys have going?
Yeah, well, first thing, of course, naturally, go to the new site, serpa.org, and that'll be a good orientation. We begin our courses in April and run through to September. And that's a 2 and a 3 day course. So if people are inclined to come to us from the East Coast, and certainly if people are listening in Europe, then please do go and visit the site, and there you'll see in the menu there CE5 training. If you want, you can also click on the CE5 video chat. Now, the video chat is related to the SERPA site again, but we can have a session of chatting on video where you can put questions and I'll answer as much as I can. So, again, that's on the site. If you want to have a video chat with me and take this further, then I'm absolutely available and ready for that. let's see, on the front page, there's a CE5 contact day, and that'll be coming up, I believe it's for the equinox, the spring equinox. So there's information on the front page there, and if you want to comment, you can again. Also, a very good portal, of course, is the etletstalk.org, where people are cohering together on a monthly basis. And so you can go on there and click on the login or to subscribe, and you can put your pin on the global map. And people will be absolutely astounded by the number of people, several thousand pins globally in that map, where people are coming together peacefully and with non-prejudicial approach to contact. So that's another source too.
And when you talk about these CE5 and contact groups, they derived and basically were put together by a very important person in the disclosure community, Dr. Stephen Greer. And he's got some amazing stuff coming up with this movie, Sirius, that's coming out. Talk a little bit about the importance of that, the importance of Dr. Stephen Greer's work, and why you and Costa and all of the rest of us are trying to get this information out.
Right. Well, okay. That's, there are two issues here, of course. One is the man, the other is the mission. The mission is a noble one. And for sure, it goes back, to around about 2001 and the Washington DC Press Club, which alerted a lot of people to the fact that we are being visited. And of course, there are a lot of military people, who are privy to that information, but have been, suppressed, but they came forward. So there was a big drive to alert the public to the sensibilities of what's been going on. And so the mission itself, as well as Sirius, is to bring forwards that information and to inform very directly the public the gravity and also the a lineage of contact that's being and still continues to be made by the military, of course. And it basically unpacks the sort of contact that's been occurring sort of off radar by these cabalists and military personnel who for an awful long time have re-engineered a lot of the technology, and some of that in fact is allegedly in our technological society at the moment in terms of consumer goods and so forth, like lasers and etc. So the Sirius movie itself is going to be a very interesting documentary that covers the points I've just mentioned, but also there is a potential EBE, extra biological entity, and again, allegedly, the information coming forwards is that it may well be a 5 to 7 year old child, which is standing no more than 6-7 inches tall. So, in theory, that should be quite groundbreaking, world-shattering information. But of course, then you're up against a number of people who or groups vested interest who don't want that to come through. So it's very significant. It's very important. The mission is a noble one, and we certainly look forward to seeing what that's going to be bringing. And that, I believe, again, will be around about March, April. Yeah.
And it's so important because, you know, many people have said this movie, the Sirius movie, is sort of like a disclosure itself and releasing a lot of this information. Dr. Stephen Greer has over 500 military personnel and people that have, you know, sworn a testimony about ET contact and things like that. And you need to get that out to the masses. It's very important. Stephen Bassett's another one, doing his National Press Club in April. We hope to be there. So there's lots of people around the planet that are spreading this awareness about disclosure, because with this disclosure comes also these technologies that can clean the air, clean the water, and like you said, the powers that be, the corporations, the banksters, the elite, the fourth dimensional, gray reptilians, whatever you want to call these dark forces, are definitely trying to suppress this, and they have done a very good job. But I think you know as well as others that the gig is up, the information's out, and with the power of the internet and many others, we're getting this information out. So it's very, very exciting times. And as always, thank you again for coming on, Martin.
Certainly, not at all. It's a challenging area, but of course, the point here is that people are very used to the usual comfortable lifestyles, you know, and they come home very tired and, you know, they have their emails and they might wash a bit of jelly, as we call it over here, and, telly, and, go to sleep and up in the morning, and so the cycle goes on, you know, they pay their bills, wash the car on a Sunday, and people are programmed into that kind of lifestyle, and, you know, at the end of it, when they move on, they go back, as I often say to some friends and family here, they're going to go back to their star, if you like, you know, to wonder, look back and wonder, what was that all about, you know? Yeah. And so this is a fantastic opportunity to open up and see, as you quite mentioned, the historical...
Absolutely. Well, Martin, thank you as always for coming on, and listeners out there, check out serper.org for more information. Martin, have a great morning. Thanks again.
Thank you again. I look forward to speaking to you soon.
Yes, and here's some more Dynasty Electric. We'll be right back with a wrap-up.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet. Only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation. CampingSurvival.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
All right, welcome back to the show. Another amazing show. Thank you for all the guests and for June for the beautiful, amazing Crystal Tones music and with the Crystal Bowls. And, of course, check out CrystalSingingBowls.com. www.healinginstruments.com, where you can see these amazing instruments yourself, these healing instruments. And again, thank you all the guests for coming on. We have some exciting guests coming on up in the next couple of weeks. One of them, I can't wait to talk to her. We have Laura Eisenhower coming on the show, ex-President Eisenhower's granddaughter. She'll be joining us, and she'll be talking about some amazing stuff, ET contact and things that she's experienced herself. She's coming on March 2nd. We also have a live broadcast next weekend from Asheville, North Carolina, with Ciroc on the show from the Masonic Temple downtown. We got some DJs. We have Ciroc, very enlightened music artist. Check out her music on StarCNRadio.com. We also have Ben coming on from Conscious Zine. He's from Australia. He has an amazing website called ConsciousZine.com, putting out tons of good information. Met him a little while back and definitely look forward to talking with him. We have Frank Joseph coming on. Frank Joseph, one of the top authors in the world on Atlantis. He's written over 20 books. He's with AncientAmerica.com. I met Frank a few months ago on the 12-12-12, or after the 12-12-12 cruise, the Atlantis cruise, and he's an amazing guy. We had a lot of good talk, and had him on the show then on the live broadcast, but definitely look forward to having him back on the show. Kelly Jones will be joining us on March 2nd as well, the Akashic Records reader. Last time we had her on, we had 8 or 9 people call up, and she was on the money with everyone that called up. She hit it home. She's amazing. Open up the Akashic Records and just tell you some guiding information that may help. We have Dr. Boyd Purcell coming back on. He was the author of Spiritual Terrorism. It was on the Oprah Club, on the Oprah Show, and he's got some amazing information to talk about how religion is really just spiritual terrorism, putting people in fear. He was an ordained minister and reverend, and after many, many years of watching people pass in this fear that because they didn't live a good life, that they're going to go and burn in eternal hell, he was awakened himself to that is not the way it is. That is not true whatsoever. We all return to light. This universe is constructed on light. That's a fact. Quantum physics, quantum mechanics. Check out a documentary called What the Bleep. They have amazing Dr. Giotto with the water molecule experiments. Amazing, amazing physicists and scientists on there. So check that stuff out yourself. Or another good one is The Secret. Obviously, a lot of people have heard of that. There's a good documentary, The Secret, also a book. We have the Stephen Bassett hearing coming up in April at the Press Club. We hope to be out there and do a live broadcast there at the Stephen Bassett hearing on ET disclosure with his ET petition. He's got some amazing information as well that he puts out. So again, thank you all the guests and upcoming guests. And while you're going to work or throughout the week or whatever it is, you know, check this stuff out, do your own homework and get this information out. There's plenty of people out there like myself that are putting out lots of information for you to check into for yourself, because if you don't learn it for yourself, it's not truth for yourself. And the only way to really awaken people is to talk to people one by one. Even if there is one listener listening tonight, it's that one person that I hope to activate and turn on with some of this information so they could take it and bring it to someone else. It's like the ancient shamans that passed on their knowledge from thousands and thousands of years on and on. I mean, there's every medicinal plant on the planet that can cure any disease. That's why they're here. The natives knew that, and it's really time to take it back to nature, take it back to the basics, if you will, and get with that. Communication is so key now, and so many of us have lost that, especially in the urban cities of communication, where most of the time we don't even know our neighbors. We don't even know who lives next to us. It's all about just going to work and being stuck in that 9-to-5 gridlock of life, and it's not how it's supposed to be. The universe will support you no matter what you do if your intent is correct, your alignment is pure, and you just want to do what your creative expression is meant for you to do. If you want to be a painter and you're working a corporate job, you're probably going to be miserable because your creative side wants to flourish and send that energy out and be a painter. So what I always say is follow your heart, follow your gut, and do what you want to do. Be love, make it happen, and as always, light and love. So thank you all again for the listeners out there reaching 110 countries around the world. Check us out on iTunes, podcast, Blip TV. It's just getting larger and larger. So thank all the listeners out there. Get this information out. Knowledge is power. Love you all. Be with you all. See you all next week. Here's some more Dynasty Electric. Enjoy. With financial